Emily DeRosa. She is with the Eastwood Town Center as we continue our Black Friday discussions. Emily, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Emily, what's your position with the Eastwood?
I'm the general manager.
Okay, and how early did some of your stores open this morning?
We had a few stores that opened at midnight last night, and several opened at 6 this morning, and most of them are open now.
Now, the midnight openings, is that the earliest that your stores have opened on a Black Friday?
It is. We had 5 stores open at midnight this year.
Okay, and how's the turnout been since midnight as far as the crowds go? Have you gotten a good turnout so far?
Yeah, the parking lot was about half full when I came in, and people were coming in, so it's been great.
What about the traffic? Not in stores, but I mean out on the roads. Have there been any problems at all throughout the morning?
Not at all. We tend to get busier as it gets later in the day, so I would imagine traffic will be heavier, but it's been good now.
Now, for you as general manager on this Black Friday, what exactly is your work day like?
My work day, well, first of all, at 10 a.m. we have a big promotion where we're giving away gift bags. We're giving away 100 gift bags to the first 100 customers at the management office, and they have anywhere from a $10 to a $50 Eastwood Town Center gift card in them. So that will be my morning, and then the afternoon is just checking on retailers and making sure everything's going smoothly.
All right. Very good. Very good. Now, like you said, you had some stores open as early as midnight. There have been some of the other bigger stores and some of the other big shopping centers. They've had some of their stores open even earlier than that. I mean, going back to Thanksgiving night, like 9 or 10 o'clock, it feels like Black Thursday night instead of Black Friday. These other stores that open as early as they do, is that a disadvantage for those who open at, say, midnight or maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, or does that not make a difference?
I don't think it makes a difference for us. We have more of the clothing items and gifts like that, where the big doorbusters with the electronics, that always seems to be people's first stop anyway. So it doesn't affect us too much.
Okay, very good. Now, as far as the deals go, some of the hot items over at the Eastwood Town Center, what are most people going after this year?
Well, here most people are looking for expensive but functional items. And we're seeing a rise in popularity in those. Clothing and accessories are big, which is great for us. We have some stores that have some great deals until noon today. Several stores have 40% off the whole store. A couple have 50. So it's a great time to come out.
Now, of course, today is Black Friday, but the Christmas shopping does continue, of course, for many people throughout the weekend. What are the crowds like on, say, Saturday or even Sunday, for that matter, compared to Black Friday? Do you still get a pretty strong turnout even as the weekend continues?
Generally for us, Saturday is just as busy as Friday is. And then Sunday's pretty busy as well. It kind of tapers off a little bit, but Saturday's a big day as well.
And before we let you go, Emily, obviously you guys are open now. A lot of the stores open at midnight, like you said. What are the hours for the Eastwood Town Center today? I'd imagine many of the stores have opened. When do they close tonight?
All of our stores have individual hours here, but most of them close at 10 tonight. So they're open all day for everyone.
All right, very good. Emily DeRosa, general manager over at the Eastwood Town Center here on this Black Friday. And Emily, thanks so much for your time, and enjoy the day. Have fun.
Thank you. You too.